Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. We can see a movie poster. B. Forrest Gump overcomes its difficulties. C. People are watching the movie Forrest Gump. D. The movie Forrest Gump is now showing on the movie channel.
Number 2.
A. We can see a player who is in a wheelchair. B. We can see a player who doesn't have any arms. C. We can see a player who is standing on his own two legs. D. We can see a player who is jumping up to catch a ball.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
Does he have artificial legs?
A. Yes, we are. Have you heard of artificial legs? B. No. He has no thighs to attach artificial legs to. C. He is terrific. D. Also, he is very considerate.
Number 4.
How would you sum up the life of Forrest Gump?
A. We are discussing Forrest Gump. B. We have to go now, but please remember Forrest Gump. C. He always had a positive attitude despite his difficulties. D. Also, his leg braces break off.
Number 5.
Bobby Martin doesn't have legs, but he plays football.
A. He is very considerate. B. He was visiting a hospital to encourage patients. C. That is amazing. Tell me more about him. D. Have you ever watched American football?
Number 6.
What are his difficulties?
A. One day he ran as fast as he could. B. His life is happiness itself. C. He overcomes his difficulties very well. D. He was born with a crooked spine.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
Today let's talk about some people who have a lot of difficulties to overcome.
Miss Washington, I saw the movie Forrest Gump yesterday. I think he overcame his difficulties.
Max, could you tell us more about him?
He had to wear leg braces because of his crooked spine, and also he had a lower than average intelligence.
How did he overcome his difficulties?
He always thought positively. Through his positive attitude and his simple way of looking at life, I believe he was an amazing man.
Number 8.
Do you know Bobby Martin?
Sure. I'm a big fan of his. He is a very unusual but a great football player.
I agree. I've just read an article about him and was surprised to learn that he played football with his two hands, not his legs.
Although he doesn't have legs, he can do anything, including play football, he can ride a skateboard, and hop upstairs fast.
I'm so inspired by him.
Number 9. Students, today we'll talk about Terry Fox. Who can talk about him first?
He was a very famous man in Canada.
Why was he famous, Cindy?
Because of his running for hope.
You're right. Terry Fox was diagnosed with bone cancer when he was 18, but he overcame his difficulties to help other cancer patients.
Yes, so he ran to collect money for cancer research until he died. People, including me, are inspired by his remarkable marathon.
Number 10.
Jack, I'm very inspired by Bobby Martin.
I think you watched the documentary about his life yesterday, am I right?
Yes, I respect his attitude to life. I couldn't be like him if I were in the same situation.
Me neither. I couldn't do anything if I had no legs, but he helps other young patients like him as well as playing football. It's so touching.
I'll do my best to live my life like him. And tomorrow, I'll visit hospital to encourage patients in despair.
Let's go together.
Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13. Before Terry died, he learned that an annual event would be held to remember his marathon of hope. It would be called, appropriately, the Terry Fox Run. The first Terry Fox Run in 1981 attracted 300,000 participants across Canada. Thousands of volunteers organized the Terry Fox Run events in Canada and around the world every September, usually on the second Sunday following Labor Day. The run is a non-competitive event where people get together as individuals, families, and groups to raise money in Terry's name. There is no entry fee and no prizes are awarded. The emphasis of the event isn't on how much you raise, but that you participate in Terry's memory and help him finish his marathon of hope. As Terry said in 1980, if you've given a dollar, you are part of the marathon of hope. Numbers 14, 15, and 16.
Bobby Martin is a 17-year-old senior at Colonel White. He lives with his mother, Gloria, in a little white house with a wheelchair that sits in the living room. The wheelchair is never used and never will be. He says the wheelchair slows him down and makes him feel handicapped. When Gloria Martin was pregnant with Bobby and had her first ultrasound, the picture did not show her baby's legs. But she didn't give up her boy. Gloria has raised Bobby like other normal children. But life has never been easy for Bobby Martin. The family was poor, and sometimes he was laughed at by other kids. However, he never gave up. He started to use his arms to walk on the field and to play football. Off the field, he used a specially designed skateboard to get around. He became the school's most popular student. He says that he doesn't want football to end in high school. He wants to keep playing in college, and his dream will come true.